Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 31st of October, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google is launching the AI Global Impact Challenge. The contest is an open call to organizations to submit ideas about how to use AI for social good. The organization selected will be eligible for $25 million in grant funding, credit, and consulting resources from Google Cloud and other type of support. The challenge is part of Google's AI for Social Good initiative. Applications to the program are being accepted now, and the grantees will be announced at next year's Google I/O Developer Conference. Nobody knows how much electricity Bitcoin is using now or will use in the future. A new analysis in the Nature Climate Change makes the most dramatic claim yet regarding Bitcoin's growing environmental impact, that carbon dioxide emissions from Bitcoin mining alone could be enough to increase global temperatures by 2 degrees Celsius within just a couple of decades. The paper has drawn sharp rebukes from Bitcoin aficionados and energy experts who have criticized its assumptions and methodology. Bitcoin is using a massive amount of electricity, and we are still lacking the data to properly assess its scale and impact. Grab, the Singapore-based ride-grabbing giant, raised $200 million from Booking Holidays, the company formerly known as Priceline, to expand its growing list of financial services. After strong arming Southeast Asia ride-hailing market, Grab is now positioning itself as the factor bank for its 100 million-plus users. There are news from Apple yesterday. The new iPad Pro has slimmer bezels, Face ID, and USB-C. There's also a new MacBook Air, which has everything you wanted from a new MacBook Air. The Mac Mini got updated for the first time in 1,475 days. The new Apple Pencil wirelessly charges when you magnetically stick it on your new iPad. And finally, Apple has an adapter for USB-C to audio cable. Oh yes, and iOS 12.1 is out too. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.